Good morning. Some of you may have caught glimpses on the news of a new virus that's been going around. I'm assuming just about everybody here is aware of that. I can see just from the number of empty pews we have that a lot more people, I think, are aware of that. I was actually asked by the elders if I would make just some brief comments about COVID-19, which is the disease caused by this virus. And then I can take some more time down in adult Sunday school for those interested to go into maybe some more detail and talk about some interesting things about this virus and how it compares to previous pandemics and, you know, what the future of this might look like. But the number one thing I want you to remember right now is not what I'm going to tell you, because, and first of all, I don't claim to be an expert on this particular virus or this disease. I am a pathologist. I do study disease. I know a lot about this disease, but not nearly as much as the infection control people that are actively involved in it right now. But the things to remember are cdc.gov, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, cdc.gov. That website, if you have access to the internet, is updated daily, maybe hourly, with some very useful information about what's going on, some recommendations about what to do, about how to tell if you're at risk. And so I would look to that website, and that website is written, at least the site that you'll get to when you go on there, is really written for the lay person for the most part. So do that. Also, your local news stations, your local network news affiliates will tell you what's going on in terms of the counties and the states around us and the region and what's closed, what's open, what recommendations are for gathering, for not gathering. And so keep an eye on that too. In fact, some people, I included, feel we're basically oversaturated now with information. And so what I'm going to tell you right now are things that you've already heard dozens of times already. The number one thing we can do to make ourselves safer and everyone else safer is to physically, I don't like the term social distancing, but physically distance yourself from people around you. Especially if somebody is sick, that person really shouldn't be out. If you're sick, if you're coughing, you don't want to be around other people. You want to be home. When you're around other people, you want to keep a distance from them. There really should be no handshaking now. I don't even think there should be fist bumping or elbows right now. One of these will do just fine, or a nod of the head will do just fine now. Of course, the recommendation is 6 feet. But really, any reasonable distance is helpful. The further are, you are, the more helpful it is. That's the most important thing. Why? Because this virus spreads by respiratory droplets. When people cough, it's what goes out in the air around them and lands on other people. That is how this disease is spread. It's spread by person-to-person contact. There's a lot of emphasis being put on touching things, that if you touch something, wash your hands 20 seconds. That is good advice. That's great advice, and we should all be doing it. But that is not the way that this virus primarily spreads. It really doesn't spread so much by touching something that somebody else had touched and then touching your face. It can spread that way, but that's not the way it primarily spreads. So physical separation is the most important thing. Then I would say also wash your hands. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face if you can help it. It's a habit most of us can't help all the time, but try to avoid that. And if you're sick, if you have symptoms, the main symptoms are what? Fever, cough, and shortness of breath. Any combination of those, but at least fever with a cough, dry cough, you need to contact your healthcare provider, whether it's a clinic, whether it's a doctor's office, even if it's the hospital emergency room. Explain to them your situation. They'll tell you what to do and follow that advice. So bear all those things in mind. And like I said, we could talk about a lot more interesting and detailed things downstairs later. Thank you.